sounds like this. Sundays 5 to 7 p.m. Sheffield Live
2.2. Yeah, it sounds like this on a Sunday. Big thanks to DJ Ski. We're in the sweat box in here, isn't it?
but
we don't mind a little bit of perspiration. For the community though.
That's where it's coming from.
Well, yeah, this is true. Yeah, I mean, like at the end of the day, can I just say, when I walked in the studio, despite the amount of perspiration that was happening, it smelled fresh. It smelled nice. It smelled good.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want to get closer. Sounds like this on a Sunday. Big thanks to DJ Ski for the past couple of hours. And yeah, there was a little bit of a delay at the start there, and I could blame DJ Ski, because I know what he's like. He's like an excited toddler. He presses all the buttons and stuff like that. But I don't think it was him on this occasion.
I don't think
it was you on this occasion.
You don't think?
No.
That's a typical
T-shirt sponsor. Anyway, this might be the last time I do a show from this studio, I think, because we're on the move. Sheffield Live's move into the building, Tap and Barrel on Exchange Street. So there's a lot of work and renovations going on. I'm not quite sure. I haven't been able to find the time to pitch in myself, I must admit. But I know that people have been really busy down there doing some decorating, getting it all ready, getting it all looking good, and then moving the stuff down. So, yeah, better get on and make the most of it. Got loads of new tunes for you. By the way, somebody asked me about the Omar interview because they couldn't listen last week. And they were saying, and the thing is, I'd normally put it on Mixcloud, but Mixcloud blocks this thing where there's three or more songs by an artist. So it's not on there. What I might have to do is load it up and play it again at another point, because he's a Don, isn't he? You know what I mean? So you've got to play it again. Okay, start off with, this is a beautiful track, Isaiah Collier, Joy.
See, I know.
Yes, indeed. That's what we're doing, sharing joy here on a Sunday. It's I, Collier, who has done a couple of, or two or three spiritual jazz albums, really epic, beautiful stuff, which you can find on Bandcamp and others. And he's just got an EP out on Brownswood on a much more sort of that kind of tip. I don't know what you call that. It's soul, is it? I don't know. It's kind of, it sounds like deeply 80s, but it's not. And him on vocals as well. Absolutely beautiful stuff. Okay, going to go back. I think this is early 80s, in fact. Ronnie Laws, probably best known to most people by the original of Always There, which was like later covered by Incognito and Jocelyn Brown. And Ronnie Laws, he's released loads of albums over the years, and I've kind of like they often pick them up quite cheap from secondhand record shops for a few quid, and they've always got some winners on them. And this is from the album Flame. From the Laws family, Herbert Laws. This one's called All For You.
Through
seriously. This one's not played enough, is it? Minnie Riperton. From the album A Fantasy Said to Love. No, Love Fantasy. No, Love. I don't know. Something like that. Anyway, she's on a couch. And then on the back cover, she's in an embrace with a guy with a rather fetching, charcoal silk shirt. Stick Together by Minnie Riperton and Stevie Wonder. I think it's Stevie Wonder production, that one. And it's pretty epic, isn't it? Like, the bit at the end sounds great. Sounds like this on a Sunday in a very warm studio. And I hope you're enjoying the music if you're tuning in. Been a big weekend in Sheffield. Loads and loads of festivals on the end of Migration Matters Festival. All sorts of good stuff. So hopefully you've been able to get out to some of it. This next one is from Mr. Bongo. Mr. Bongo have been doing these albums called Record Club, and they're onto Volume 8. They're all worth it. There's always just like, Siri was saying to me last week, Siri was putting on the Milestones with Ashley Grimshaw. Shout out to Ash as well. Nice to see you popping up. Just popped up yesterday at Hagler's. Just when it was, just popped up, said hello, and then, yeah, I like that. I like your style. We were saying last week about they've just got some great tunes on, and they're always well-pressed as well, so it's well worth getting the vinyl for it. This one is the, I think they're called the Silvers, and this is a Kelly Dope edit. I love this. Check it out.
Thank you.
love that. The Silvers, Wish That I Could Let You Go. Kenny Dopehead here on Sheffield Live on a Sunday. I'll give a shout out to Louis and Arthur for joining us at Hagler's last night. Yeah, and that comes from Mr. Bongo. Yeah, Record Club Volume 8 out now. Really, really good. Highly recommend. It's got some brilliant... Actually, it's got a really good version of Que Se Sepa, which is the original Roberto Roena Colombian salsa legendary track, which I think I'm now up to about 12 versions of it, and I love all of them. So you're going to hit probably... You can play that a little bit. Right, this one. A couple of weeks back, Sheffield Dock Fest was on. I told you, I've been spoiled for festivals recently, haven't we? Sheffield Dock Fest was on, and I didn't get to go to as much stuff as I wanted to. It's always the way every single year. It coincides with a busy period for me, and I never get to go to all the... I always say, oh, I want to go to that, I want to go... And never do. Always try to get to one, though. And this year, got to the Earth, Wind and Fire documentary. I'm trying to remember the name of it. It's by Questlove. It's beautifully done. He's done the Sly Stone documentary before. He did the Summer of Soul one, which is brilliant if you haven't seen it. And with this one, he's done a fantastic job speaking to everybody from the Obamas through to Stevie Wonder, to Lionel Richie, to obviously surviving members of Earth, Wind and Fire. It's largely about Maurice White, the kind of what do you want to call it? The brain, that sounds awful, that sounds rude to the others, but the kind of inspiration behind it, the one who was the driving force, if you like, behind it. And it's absolutely brilliant. But there's one bit which is the way they tell it in the film, I don't want to ruin it for you, but this song, Reasons, Philip Bailey, who sings on it, he talks about the fact that this very much became like a sort of, you know, a slow dance anthem for people who loved it. In fact, the Obamas talk about it. They talk about kind of like stepping out onto the dance floor and, you know, and all this kind of thing. Anyway, turns out if you listen to the lyrics a bit more carefully, it wasn't really a love song or about that whatsoever. It was kind of, how can you put it nicely, about somebody who you may have one evening with and then they let you down afterwards. But hey-ho, just shows.
Just rising, I don't wanna feel I'm in the wrong place to be real. Oh, and I'm longing to love you just for a night, kissing and hugging and holding you tight. Please let me love you with all. Yeah.
Yeah, that one's from Sparkle Mammy called Quisiera. This one, Your Brother's Keeper, which is a collaboration between Gary Bartz and members of a UK jazz group called My Show, or some of the members of that, and it's called, the album's called Where With Rivers Meet. It's got some beautiful tracks on, including this one. Thank you. I think that's stunning. Gary Bartz, the legendary Gary Bartz, and the band's called Where Rivers Meet. That's Alan Brownswood, and you heard Mantra. Sounds like this on a Sunday. Hope you're doing alright. Hope you enjoy the music. you just heard. Brand new one from Nicola Conte. He's been doing it for a while. Terra M. Trassi, that one's called. And this one, I think they've released about 3 12-inch vinyl only. They're called the CJP Band. This one got me doing some air hand claps, you know? It's called We Must Believe.
Sounds like this, 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live.
Sounds like this every Sunday 5 till 7 p.m. 93.2 in the FM. Chris Welch, Sheffield Live. You know the drill. Fire!